Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about your yarn. No matter how you're making money from a crochet, you're going to need yarn, and a lot of it. But how do you choose your yarn? Do you keep track of how much it costs? Are you using it as a selling point? All these factors kind of feed in to how expensive your yarn ends up being, and if your yarn itself is making money for you. Because just because it's an expense doesn't mean that it can't bring in money of its own. So yarn is a necessity. You've got a crochet business. You've got to have yarn. But do you keep track of it? Do you keep track of how much of it you're buying and how much it actually costs when you sell something? If you just started out and you're selling what you make, the chances are you're not. But keeping track of your yarn, how much it costs, and how that works into the cost of your product is a vital way of pricing what you sell. You need to know. But here's the thing, if you are buying just what happens to be on sale at your local yarn store, you're going to run into a problem very quickly. And that problem is that you might not be able to get hold of that yarn again. And then you can't sell the item that's in that photo. Because if you, all your photos of what you're selling are based around this yarn that you can no longer get hold of, you can't use that photo to promote again. Yes, you can make the same thing in a different colour yarn, but everyone wants to know what they're getting. So you've got to retake the photos. It's duplicated effort. And on the face of it, going down the sale aisle and grabbing whatever's down there sounds like a really good plan because it keeps your costs down, right? But actually, in the long run, it causes all kinds of problems. I did this. I loved going round the sales section of my local yarn store. I thought it was a great way to make a bit of extra profit. But what really happened was I buy this yarn, realise it wasn't much good for what I had in mind, it gets stuffed in a drawer, and then I do the same again a few weeks later. And I ended up with drawers full of yarn that I just couldn't use. And in the end, I got rid of it all. Because I didn't know what I had anymore. I couldn't find it because it was all stuffed in the back of drawers. And it just wasn't getting used because there wasn't enough of it to make it worthwhile me pulling out and, you know, making something specific with it. So in the end, I got rid of it all. And as painful as that was, it was a great decision because I got to start again and actually choose my yarns properly. Because your yarn can be a massive selling point. If you are making eco-friendly crochet, then you need an eco-friendly yarn. And that means knowing where that yarn came from, why it can be classed as eco-friendly, and using that as the selling points. Your yarn becomes your marketing. So you need to choose specifically yarns that fit that theme. If you're making plushies, yes, they are amigurumi, but specifically those ones that are made with that velvety chenille yarn. I always call them plushies because I always think amigurumi are the more stiffer doll-like type. That's probably just me. but I always think they figure them as plushies when they're made with that velvety stuff. Those are really popular right now. And the yarn is what makes them popular. You could make those, you know, little toys out of any yarn you wanted, but that velvety stuff is the selling point right now. It's the trend. And so your yarn becomes the selling point. You could make a selling point out of using yarn from your local farm, your local sheep farm, or your local alpaca farm. Look, I made this shawl from this yarn that came from the alpaca named Tom. If you know specifically which animal it came from, I mean, isn't that a great thing to be able to show a picture of the animal your yarn came from and where it's raised? It's very unique, but it's a very good selling point as well. There's all kinds of ways that you can turn the yarn you use into a selling point. And this goes for anything you sell. Even if you're doing courses, blogs, YouTube videos, patterns, you can still use the yarn as a selling point. It's a great way to get engagement on social media and show the values that your brand stands for. So it doesn't matter, you know, what you're selling, what you're promoting. Your yarn can be a massive piece of marketing for you. But you've got to be able to choose it with purpose to do that. It's amazing how much you can use the actual yarn you use as a marketing tool. I mean, I love cotton and I will expel the virtues of why I choose cotton to anyone. And it has become part of my brand because most of my patterns are made with cotton yarn. And I can happily tell everyone why and the benefits of that. And it's become part of my brand. I didn't actually intend it to be. It's just that's become my fibre of choice. I mean, we all have our quirks. We all have our preferences. And just because it's your quirk, it doesn't mean that you can't use that as part of your branding, as part of a way to build, you know, a rapport with your audience. Tell them about it on social media. It becomes part of your story. And it can be what draws people to you because they also love the reasons behind you using it. It's not a boring thing. I mean, crochet can be seen as like, it's something grandma did. It's not that interesting. But actually, when you start talking about it from perspective of what you're using and why, people are actually really interested. They're interested in the yarns you use. They're interested in the hooks you use. They're interested in how, you know, you prepare your crochet for sale, how you take the photos. They're fascinated by all that. People who don't crochet loved to see the behind the scenes stuff and love to hear the story behind it. And your yarn is part of that story. So tell people about it. But to do that, you've got to choose your yarn with purpose. So, what ways can we bring the cost of this yarn down? Because let's face it, we all need to reduce overheads and, you know, keep our costs down, keep those profits up. And if you can get savings on yarn, you know, that's really going to help, let's face it. If you're selling what you make, even if you're making patterns, actually, if you're going through a ton of yarn a year, then it's a great idea to look at wholesalers. So wholesalers, you do have to buy a minimum. But if you've got the storage space and you are going to make a particular brand or a particular fiber your yarn selling point, then it's a great idea to look into. They will have a minimum order, so you will have to buy your yarn in bulk. But buying it wholesale brings those prices down by quite a lot. It's an idea to look into. If you have that storage space and you are committed to that yarn, then you can make significant savings. And we're talking, you know, 30-40% off your yarn costs. But the other way that you can actually reduce yarn costs is by making your yarn make money for you, and not just in sales. You can make money back from your yarn in affiliate sales. So not so much if you're selling what you make, but certainly if you are selling patterns, courses, blogs, YouTube videos, you can use affiliate links to show people what yarn you're using and say, you can support my channel by clicking the link and purchasing your yarn here. Or if you love this yarn that you've seen me use and you want to buy it yourself, click the link here. You have to declare it's an affiliate link. But most people don't mind, because if you give them a link, it's an easy way of finding it. We all love when things are made easy. So you're making it easy for your audience to purchase the yarn they've seen you use. And that's basically how affiliate sales work. But it means you get a commission when they buy. Now, affiliate marketing, it works best when you have a lot of traffic and you have a big audience, because you only get a tiny percentage of the sale, which means you need lots of sales for that to add up. But, you know, start small and it can turn bigger over time. And when you start getting a large audience, affiliate sales can make up a massive chunk of your income. So it's definitely worth thinking about and getting in place earlier rather than later. And your yarn can start earning money for you just because you're using the yarn. So in essence, you start, you know, turning your costs into a money-making venture all of its own, which is an amazing thing, really. And another way is what the big brands do. You're less likely to be able to do this when you're starting out, but it's something you can think about for the future. And that's sponsorship. Yarn companies do sponsor crochet designers. Yarnspirations, Sheepies, Stylecraft, and pretty much all of them, they do sponsor crochet designers. They sponsor pattern writers. They commission blog posts. They will pay you to create a YouTube video, to give them a review, to try the yarn out. There's all kinds of ways that they sponsor crocheters to use their yarn, to talk about it and show it to their audience. You have to show them that you have a decent sized audience, though. They want to know they're going to get, you know, bang for their buck. So it does tend to only happen when you have a larger audience. But there's no reason why in the future you can't do that yourself. You know, everyone wants more promotion. Everyone is always looking for new ways to market, and using crocheters, you know, crochet business owners to do that marketing for them is a dream for the yarn companies, because they don't have to work it out themselves. They basically borrow your audience to sell their yarn. And if you're using it anyway, why not? You know, there are some big crochet designs out there who are sponsored by yarn brands. Crochet Crowd is sponsored by Yarnspirations. Crystals and Crochet is sponsored by Stylecraft. Outstanding Crochet is sponsored by Sheepies. So it's very, very common. And if you've got a bigger audience, it's a great thing to think about. Your yarn is what people see. You know, your crochet is the skill. No, it's the method that you turn this long piece of string into something fabulous and gorgeous. But your yarn is what makes it come alive. So it's really important that you do think thoroughly about what yarn you are going to choose and why you're choosing it. Because especially if you're selling what you make, you do have to explain why you've chosen it. You have to say what its properties are, if it's lovely and soft, if it can be put in the washing machine or tumble dried, if it needs any special care. it's an important thing to think about. It's really tempting to go down that sale aisle and just grab things off the shelf, but it's not actually the best method to use, and in the long run can cost you quite a bit of time and frustration when you end up with all these bits and pieces in your yarn stash that you're struggling to find a use for.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.